here are some minor updates as of March 2021.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 207. As always, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to jump right into the content today. Here is the audio from a video I recently published on my YouTube channel titled Miner Updates for March 2021. If you want to get access to any of the links or things that I mention in this video, you can find those at paulminers.com/207. And without further ado, please enjoy the latest installment of Miner Updates for March 2021. Enjoy. Hello, this is Paul, and welcome to this March 2021 edition of Miner Updates. In this video, I'm going to be just talking about some of the stuff that I've been up to work-wise and personally. It's sort of a free-form vlog that I do every quarter, just to share some of the behind the scenes on what I'm up to, really. And so here I am. I'm in one of the conference rooms at the Hangar. This is the co-working space that I work from. I don't come in here much. Being in here definitely makes me feel more important than I actually am. Usually I'm just at my desk. But I thought I'd come and film somewhere a bit more interesting today. The biggest sort of updates, really, for the start of this year, we're finalizing this at the moment. Warwick, my friend of mine, who I mentioned in one of my previous update videos, he's been working with me for the last 7 months or so in my business, helping with some of the Zapier automation work that I do. And he was looking at getting a job, something a bit more permanent, and I just asked him the question, you know, what would it take to keep you full time? And so we've been back and forth, and we're just finalizing it now. But it looks like he's probably going to stay on and work with me full time, which is really big change for me. As I was saying to Warwick, until now, for the last sort of 5 or 6 years as I've been running my business, I've only really had to worry about myself. You know, am I earning enough to support myself and my family, of course? But really, you know, I could go traveling, I could, if I wanted to, quit the business if I wanted to, if I got sick of it. And so bringing somebody else in definitely is a big step. I've always been quite firm on, I don't want to grow necessarily. And that's not why I'm bringing Warwick in. We started this as a bit of an experiment about 7 months ago, and I just brought him in because he was looking for some work. And I thought, you know, he has some experience with Zapier. Maybe he can help me with some of the client work that I do. And he's definitely been able to take some work off my plate. And so we're just kind of interested to pursue that a little bit more and work out, I'm going to work out how can I have him make my life easier and grow the business as well. Obviously, like, I think growth, if done correctly, is obviously fine. And so this is a big change, really exciting though. I think we're both really pleased with where we're at, and I know that Warwick's pretty excited. So why don't we get him in here actually, and let's have him share a little bit about his experience working with me and what we're doing next. So everyone, this is Warwick, and as I said, we've been working together for the last 7 months or so.
Yeah, that's right.
I was just explaining how you're coming in a more permanent role. What's been your experience of, like, we started this as a bit of an experiment, coming in more permanently now. What's been what's been going through your head through this this experience?
It's been a lot of fun, getting to do a lot of really exciting projects, a lot of problem solving, which has been really exciting. Getting to try using some new technologies myself as well, and getting to get in touch with my programmatic side of my brain a bit more. That's been the biggest, biggest source of enjoyment for me, definitely.
Because you had a bit of experience with Zapier before in your old business.
Yeah, that's right. So I did a lot of accounting-esque transformations using Zapier from one system, from a CRM system to our accounting system. And it was exciting to get to bring the knowledge and experience that I had from that experience into PaulMiners.com.
And it's been great for me because I was saying you've made my life a lot easier, and you're way better at Zapier than me now. Like, some of the stuff that you're doing, it's like, I don't know how you've done that, or like, some of it's over my head. So it's been great that actually we can now deliver an even better service to people, which is really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what in terms of next steps? Like, I mean, obviously we're finalizing you coming in a more permanent role, and what are you looking forward to going forwards?
Definitely expanding the automation side of the business. So really driving automation as a solid pillar of the services that we offer.
Yeah.
And not only just doing the work, the automation work that comes through to me, but looking for new avenues that we can do more automation, that we can be better at automation, and ultimately that we can be better for our clients and save them time and money in the process.
That's what it's all about. I mean, I think automation, it's one of these things I think every business needs to be looking at how they can streamline their process. Tools like Zapier and Integromat, which Warwick uses, are awesome for just saving time. I mean, I've been using it for a few years, and I refer to Zapier as like my digital employee that does all this stuff every month in the background. So I guess if people watching need help with automation, Zapier, Integromat, if you just want to have a chat about how we might be able to help streamline some of the processes in your business, definitely feel free to reach out.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Apart from bringing Warwick in a more permanent role, work has been kind of very business as usual. For the last year, I've just been focusing on signing people up to my Master Asana and Master Pipedrive program. I feel like after years of iterating, trying different things, I've really cracked it now. I've found like quite a good sort of secret sauce for how I want to deliver and sell the different consulting packages that I have, and it's working really well. So haven't really made any big changes to my business other than obviously bringing Warwick in. Everything else is largely the same, but it's been a good start to the year, and excited to see what we can do now that I have Warwick on board and how he can add more value to the business. In terms of what I've been up to personally, we've been fortunate to have been able to go away for a couple of weekends enjoying the summer. It's actually kind of getting into autumn now, so it's that tricky weather where it's sort of cold in the morning, but it's really warm during the day. But we've had a couple of really good weekends away. Earlier this year, we had a long weekend in Waihee Beach with my brother, his girlfriend, Warwick, and his partner. And I've never been to Waihee before, but we had a lovely weekend there, just hanging out at the beach, really, and had a really nice Airbnb there. Hayley and I also went with about half the members of our gym to Ohope, which is halfway down the Bay of Plenty here in New Zealand. We went camping for a weekend, and yeah, about half the members of the gym went, so we had a big setup, lots of tents. If you want a top tip, go camping with South Africans. There were like three or four South African guys there. They all take barbecues, normally charcoal barbecues, and they all compete to see who can cook the best meat and share it around. I didn't have to take a barbecue or worry about cooking, so that was awesome. So thank you for all the awesome guys we were camping with, really pulling out all the stops and providing for the group. But yeah, we've been able to get good use out of the summer. It's been nice to get away for some of these weekends. Fortunately, we haven't been, we've been operating pretty normally here in New Zealand. We've been able to travel. We haven't had much community transmission of COVID-19. We had a couple of lockdowns in the first couple of months of this year. We had a little cluster breakout in February where we had a few community cases here in Auckland. And so Auckland had to lock down for about 5 days while the contact tracing was done to put a ring around that cluster and really isolate everyone involved. We then came out of that. And a few weeks later, we actually had to go back into another 7-day lockdown because a few people had broken quarantine and it had continued to spread. So we've had a couple of weeks of lockdown, but it's I think overall it's been managed well. Besides those few lockdowns, like, we've basically been operating as normal and there's been no community transmissions. So very fortunate that we can go away for weekends and go camping and things like that and not have to worry too much. A couple of other things that we've been up to. Earlier in the year, my brothers and my dad, we all went on a knife making course in Clevedon, in sort of southeast Auckland here. This is actually something we all got as a present last year. For all of our birthdays last year, we got this knife making course. And so it'd been about 6 months since I got it as a gift. But finally, we were able to go and do this course. It was a really cool experience. We basically had an entire day out. And it's just run by this husband and wife couple out in Clevedon. And you start the day with like a couple of bits of wood and a piece of steel, and through the day you basically shape that into your knife, you grind away to create the blade, and you finish the day with a really cool knife. We all chose to make kitchen knives, but you could make a hunting knife or something. I wanted to make something that I would use a lot more, so we just went with a kitchen knife, and it was just a really cool experience, and I really enjoyed doing something kind of crafty and physical with my hands, and you come away with this fantastic knife that you can go and use. So we had a fantastic day doing that, hanging out all the miners' men doing that course. And yeah, definitely if you're in Auckland and looking for a good gift or just a good day out or a good experience to gift on to somebody, definitely check out the details in the link below this video. I've shared details of where you can go and do this knife making course. We've also been enjoying hosting the America's Cup here in New Zealand. It started in December, we had the Christmas Regatta, then this year we've had the Prada Cup, and of course the America's Cup. And very pleased to say that New Zealand successfully defended the cup, if you haven't seen. So we had some great racing here. I was very fortunate to get out on the water for a day on my brother's boat. My twin brother, Mark, is a cameraman, and he was actually filming on the water with one of the reporters on the water. So I was able to get on his boat. We got up really close to Team New Zealand, great view of the racing, and it was just fantastic hosting the cup here in New Zealand. Great atmosphere. Obviously a bit of a shame because our borders are still shut, so a bit of a shame that we couldn't have more visitors here to enjoy the cup as well. The racing was pretty exciting, like definitely those last couple of races where there were a lot of lead changes happening between Luna Rossa and New Zealand. It was really exciting racing, and yeah, just stoked that we've been able to defend the cup, and in 4 years we can hopefully host it here again. So one of the things I like doing in these videos is sharing a few of the purchases that I've made, sharing cool gadgets and tech and stuff like that. One of the cool purchases that I've made is of the Material Dock by Studio Neat. Now, I first came across Studio Neat years ago when they launched a Kickstarter campaign for their product, The Glyph, which is kind of like an iPhone tripod mount. And they just make really well-designed, really thoughtful products. And so I purchased their Material Dock, which is a dock for your iPhone and Apple Watch. Now, what I really like about this product is that it's actually just a piece of wood. It doesn't plug in. It actually uses the existing charger that you have for your Apple Watch and your existing MagSafe charger for the iPhone to actually provide power. So you slot in the cables and you slot in your existing chargers, and you're not having to pay lots of money for this dock that is also a charger. You're basically just buying a piece of wood. And it's nice because you're not paying too much, and you can just unwire your Apple Watch charger if you're going away for the weekend. You can just unthread it and you can take it away. But it just looks really nice on the side table. Your watch just slots in, your phone slots on. Obviously they're magnetized, so they just slot into place, and it just is a really nice, thoughtful, well-designed product. So I'll put the link in the description to that below if you are an Apple Watch iPhone user and you're looking for a nice tidy way to organize your phone and watch on your nightstand. Then definitely check out the Material Dock by Studio Neat. I've also been enjoying reading Ready Player 2 by Ernest Cline. This is the follow-up book to Ready Player 1, which is a fantastic sort of sci-fi pop culture book. If you haven't read the first book and you're into sort of gaming and pop culture, definitely check out this book. It's all about, it's set in a sort of distant future where everyone lives and works inside this virtual reality world called The Oasis. And the first book's all about how the creator of that world dies and leaves this Easter egg, this sort of treasure hunt in the VR world, where you can go and, if you win, you inherit the Oasis. And so that's the first book. And then the second book is the follow-on to that. You might have seen the movie that came out a few years ago as well. And I've been reading the second book. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's worth reading if you've read the first book and enjoy it. I'd suggest reading the second one. It wasn't as good as the first one, as you might expect. The first book is always the best. But no, I still enjoyed this book, and it's nice to read something more, just some normal fiction instead of nonfiction. You know, I've talked before about the pressure that you put on by always reading like nonfiction, always trying to improve. Sometimes it's just nice to read some fiction and just read a good story. So I've been enjoying that the last month or so. I also recently here got this t-shirt arrived from, I think it's called Ark and Sea, which is an Australian company. And I really like products like this. So you buy this shirt, Save the Whales, and when you buy a shirt, part of the proceeds of buying the shirt go towards removing plastic from the ocean. And I think I just saw this as an ad on Instagram. I think Instagram has learned that I like these kind of products. A year or two ago, I bought this bracelet, which is by 4Ocean. Again, you buy the bracelet, it removes a kilo of plastic from the ocean. So I bought that to support the charity. And it's kind of cool that you just get something from them as well. And then now I get these ads for these kind of charitable things. And I got the t-shirt as well. So if you want to, you know, the way I see it is like, if you need to buy clothes, like a t-shirt, and you like a fairly simple t-shirt, then buy one of these t-shirts and it helps remove plastic from the ocean. So pretty cool charity. So yeah, check out 4Ocean, which I think is a US-based company, or Ark and Sea, which is an Australian-based company, depending on where you are in the world. And one more purchase that we've made in the last couple of months is we set up a home security system using the Eufy 2C camera system. So I got this from Mighty Ape, the online store here in New Zealand, but you can get them from Amazon. And the 2C system by Eufy, this is their second gen camera. They actually have a more up-to-date third gen camera now, but I thought the second gen was fine rather than paying double the cost for the really good one. And so we got three cameras, and so I've set them up on the front door. I've got a camera facing the door, a camera facing the driveway, and a camera in our back garden as well. And it's just nice to have a little bit more security around the home. You know, you can see when people are arriving. If you're not home, you can have it alert you when people are arriving if there's movement on the driveway. And the reason for going with the Eufy camera system is that it integrates really well with Apple's HomeKit secure video. So I can just be on my phone or my Mac, I can bring up the Home app, and I've got instant live feed to what's going on at the house. And so this is actually my first foray into HomeKit. I hadn't done anything with HomeKit before, so we set up the camera system, which works really nicely. This sort of got me researching HomeKit a little bit. I ended up buying a light bulb, a smart light bulb as well, to go in our bedside table. And that works really well as well. We got the HomePod Mini, and it's really cool to be able to just say, hey, assistant, you know, turn off the light or dim the light. Even Haley, my wife, who doesn't usually use Siri, is getting into it. And so yeah, I've been dabbling with HomeKit a little bit in the last couple of months, and it's about time, really. As a long-time Apple user, I feel like this is long overdue, but it's been fun getting into some of this HomeKit stuff with the camera and the light. And so let's see, what other updates can I share? Carlos, one of my subscribers, when I emailed my newsletter the other day to say I'm filming this video, he asked about what I'm doing for exercise at the moment. Still just doing CrossFit, probably 4 or 5 times a week, combination of CrossFit and Olympic lifting, which is really fun. We've been able to do a couple of competitions in the last few months. Between the two lockdowns that I mentioned earlier, we had a comp called 2 to Tango, which is a male-female competition, and we got a couple of workouts. They had to manage it really differently because we were literally a few days out of lockdown, so we could only have 100 people in the venue at a time, so we had to go in these heats, do our event. Like, we had to do 2 or 3 workouts within about an hour, hour and a half, so we really didn't get much rest, and then we had to leave. But I actually thought it was done really well, really good format, because we were in and out really quickly. And we had a great time. So about 6 or 8 of us from the gym went along, and it was a great weekend competing with friends and really pushing yourself a little bit. Currently during the CrossFit Open here as well, we've had the first 2 workouts. So this is CrossFit's annual competition where they post a workout every single week, and everyone around the world does the same workout, the same weights. So literally I'm doing the same movements, the same weights as the absolute top athletes. Obviously they do a lot better than me, but it's cool that you come out of it with basically a ranking at the end of the day as to how you place worldwide. And so we have one more competition to go this weekend. I'm pretty happy with how I've done in the first 2. The second one in particular was actually a redo from a workout I did years ago in Bali when we were traveling. We had a few months in Bali and we did this workout. And so we actually got to do it again as part of the competition this year. And it was good because I was able to shave about 2 minutes off my time. So really, really pleased with that. But yeah, that's what I'm doing to keep fit at the moment. You know, walking regularly, doing the CrossFit. In fact, a few of us from the gym have started a running club as well. So if the workouts aren't enough, we sometimes go for runs in the evenings as well. And so that's what I'm doing for exercise at the moment. I guess something else I wanted to talk about while I'm here is Bitcoin. Only because I've mentioned it the last couple of times I've done a minor updates video. I talked about what I was using to buy Bitcoin. And when I did my first minor update back in October last year, I think the price was around 11,000 USD. Since then, it jumped up to, I think, about 20 to 24 when I did my update in December. We're now just sitting at around $55,000 to $60,000. So it just continues to be this absolute beast, this asset that just keeps growing. So I'm just very excited, you know, being an investor, having bought Bitcoin for a while, it's good to be getting a return. And I keep sharing it with as many people as I can. I've been talking to friends, people at the gym. People come up to me quite a lot now and ask about buying Bitcoin and what to do and how to get started. And so I just try and share as much as I can with people because I think it's a really good investment opportunity. And it's nice as well because I started buying Bitcoin a few years ago and we've had to endure this long bear market where it's been, you know, sort of crawling along. The price came right down after 2017. So we've had to suffer through this long bear market, kind of crypto winter, they call it. And it's nice that we're finally coming out of that and we're seeing some real progress. Like big companies like Tesla are buying Bitcoin now. You know, boardrooms around the world are having the discussion about whether we should put Bitcoin on our balance sheet. So it's really exciting to see Bitcoin become this asset that's taken really seriously. And so that just continues to be something exciting to watch. And so that's all the updates from me. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, if you want to know anything that I haven't mentioned, leave me a comment down below. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.